Representative Mike Cameron of Rossville and Representative Steve Tarvin of Chickamauga say they'll introduce legislation next year aimed at increasing financial oversight in Walker County government. The proposal would require a forensic audit during the first year of every new county commission chairman's term. It would also require the county to publicly disclose any negative quarterly budget variances and develop a plan to address those shortfalls. The lawmakers say the measure is intended to strengthen physical management amid ongoing concerns about the county's financial stability. The announcement comes as Walker County officials work through a proposed fiscal year 2027 budget that includes a projected multi-million dollar shortfall. The legislation is expected to be introduced when the Georgia General Assembly convenes in January. The Walker County Board of Education plans to adopt the full rollback millage rate for 2026. School officials announced yesterday the proposed rate of 14.013 mills will be considered during the board's meeting on Monday, August 17th. Public hearing will be held at 6 o'clock in the boardroom of the Walker County Department of Education on North Cherokee Street in Lafayette. The district says the rollback reflects its commitment to keeping local taxes as low as possible while meeting the needs of students. Officials note the millage rate has been lowered or held steady over the past 6 years, dropping from 17.404 mills in 2019 to the proposed 14.013 mills this year. Walker County election officials have announced a polling place change for voters in the Rock Spring precinct. Beginning September 1st, the precinct will move from GNTC to the gymnasium at Center Grove Baptist Church on Center Grove Church Road in Rock Spring. Officials say the change was necessary because renovations and other changes at GNTC have made the previous voting area inadequate for use as a polling location. The Board of Elections will publish legal notices of the move, and signs directing voters to the new location will be posted at the former polling place on the first election day following the change. Voters with questions can contact the Walker County Elections Office. We've got more news right after this. Walker County voters will see a major change in how school board members are elected, beginning with the November 3rd general election. The Walker County Board of Elections says under House Bill 1245, school board members will now be elected by district instead of countywide. That means voters will only cast ballots for the school board representatives from the district where they live. The November ballot will include races for District 2 and 3, along with a special election for the unexpired District 4 seat. Election officials say new voter precinct cards showing each voter's school board district will be mailed once district assignments are completed. That's expected to happen by the middle of this month. The cards are for information only and are not required to vote. If you've got questions, contact the Walker County Board of Elections. We've got details on all of these stories. You can find it all on our website, discoverwalker.com. While you're there, you can stream Georgia 93.7 anytime, anyplace. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.